I'd like you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 11. And I will not be spending a lot of time in the book of Luke, but I am seeking to kind of work the soil of your hearts to prepare you for prayer. Luke chapter 11. And Christ gives his model prayer. We call it the Lord's Prayer. Maybe it's better if we call it the disciples' prayer in verses 1 through 3, verses 2 through 4. But I want you to take a look at verse 5, Luke chapter 11, verse 5. And I want to ask this question: do you pray? Do you pray? Luke 11, 5. And he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer him from within and say, 'Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as his needs." Here's the picture. Okay? In societies where there is no electricity, they go to bed at night very early. I know that because my wife grew up in Brazil, and they did not have electricity, and they would go to bed, and in those climates, it got dark very early. So they might be in bed at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So here's the picture. They're in bed at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, or maybe it's midnight, maybe it's a little bit later on, but the point is this. They're sleeping, and all at once, the neighbor knocks on the door and says, "I have a traveler who came. I don't have any food in the house. We ate it all up. We were planning on buying more in the morning, but we need enough, just enough, to get by for tonight." Now, you're the one in the house. The house is shut down. You don't want everyone to wake up. And so what do you say to your friend knocking at the door? Let your travelers go hungry till tomorrow morning. Okay? We want to sleep. And so your friend, your neighbor, keeps knocking on your door and says, no, listen, they are very hungry. They need food. Please give us. Do you have an extra couple of loaves of bread? Give us some food. And you say, no, go away. And they keep knocking on your door. And finally, you're like, well, the whole house is awake anyway. I might as well get up and give them some food. Now, why did you give them food? Because they were persistent. And the teaching of the passage is this: be persistent in prayer. How badly do you want, or do you really need, what it is that you're praying about? Is it a one-time prayer need where you're like, "Oh, okay, God, would you please do this?" I have some of those prayers. I just prayed one the other day. I said, "Lord, I would sure like," and I just mentioned what I would like. I doubt I'll pray that again for about 20 or 30 years. Sure would be nice, though. But then there are some needs that I pray over and over and over and over again, and I say, "God, you have to give this to me, because I believe it's pleasing to you, and I believe it's in accord with your will, and I believe that this is what my family needs, or this is what Jamestown Baptist Church needs." You've got to meet the need. That's a desperate prayer. That's a persistent prayer. Do you pray? Then let's go on, because verses 5 through 8 were just a setup for verses 9 through 13. "So I say to you," he says, in light of this persistent prayer who finally got his needs met, "ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The point is this. Sometimes we settle in our prayers just to ask. Notice Christ says, ask, knock, seek. What does that tell you? Persistence. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. Keep praying. Over and over and over again. Now, take your Bibles and turn over to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. Verse 1. Before I read this to you, I want to let you know that there is at least one time that you will pray. One time, at least. As a matter of fact, there is one time where that everyone in this room will pray. Everyone. You know when that time is? When you have a desperate need. You'll pray. Now look at Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray. When should we pray? Always. And not lose heart. Do you ever lose heart in praying? True prayer can be hard work. And here's the parable he gives, saying, verse 2, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversaries. Pause, because widows were the most vulnerable people. Widows and orphans were the most vulnerable people in society in those times. A woman without a man to defend her was a very vulnerable person. A son or daughter without a father or a mother to care for them was a very vulnerable person. So this widow is vulnerable. Someone is taking advantage of her legally, and she is going to this judge saying, get justice for me from my adversary. Verse 4, and he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, in other words, he's saying, I don't care what God thinks and I don't care what this woman thinks. Verse 5, yet because this woman troubles me, she's bugging him. She's constantly showing up at his office or wherever it was that he practiced his law. She's constantly coming saying, give me justice. And he says, forget it, go home. And she comes back the next day. Give me justice. And finally she does this often enough that the judge says one thing. If I don't do something for her, she is going to drive me crazy. Yet because this woman troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And then he goes on to make another application. He says, and shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? And then he goes and he talks about the coming of the Son of Man. But the point I want you to see is this. God honors persistent prayer. Do you pray? And so tonight, what I would like to do is I would like for us to pray. And so, guys, would you hand out our prayer guide? Now, I'm taking a big chance here tonight, and I'll tell you why. Because tonight you might not pray, and you might just leave me hanging up here. And I don't think you'll do that. But it's going to require that you participate because we're going to do things just a little bit differently. And as the men hand that out, I'm just going to let you know that you're going to notice something right away when you get it. Then this is why you didn't hire me as a secretary. some of these have kind of a weird stapling pattern. On the upper right, I mean, I went in there and I told the machine to put it in the upper left, but it went ahead and put it in the upper right, so whatever. And if we need some extras, our expert Sue Takama has made them perfectly, I'm sure. Yes, if you're getting the perfect ones, Sue made those. So this is a 6-page prayer guide. We didn't just kind of put this together and just say, well, let's just try to get people to pray tonight. This is very formatted for what we want to do this evening. And I want everyone to have that before I really start going into an explanation. By the way, one of the people in the Bible that I think of with prayer the most, who do you think of when you think of prayer in the Bible? Just start shouting out some names. Daniel. Daniel was a man of prayer. He did not change. Who else? Nehemiah was a prayer. Who else? You think Joseph had to be a prayer? I agree with that, surely. Who else? Jesus, Elisha, Paul, who else? Jonah. Jonah prayed, remember I said you're going to pray when you have a need? Jonah is in the belly of the whale, and he even describes it as being at the bottom of the mountains. I think he was at the bottom of the ocean. Some people think he actually died. Who else? David was a man of prayer. Samuel's mother, Peninnah, was her name. These are people of prayer. I think of Elijah. James chapter 5 says Elijah was a man of like passions as we are, and yet he prayed, and when he prayed, the rain stopped, and then all at once, a few years later, he prays again, and guess what? It starts raining again. That's prayer. So here's what I want you to do. Anybody not have one of these prayer sheets? Okay, so I'm going to ask for some participation. Let me just give you the instructions. We're going to, first of all, take a few prayer requests. And then secondly, we're going to put, and I've just divided this up into a number of areas of prayer. So kind of follow through with me. The first section is getting our hearts prepared to pray. I've got an adoration section. Then turn over to page 2. I have a thanksgiving section. Then I have a confession section. Okay? And what I want to do is I want to put one person in charge of each of those sections to get that section started. So if you volunteer for adoration, I'm going to suggest that you would pray this passage that I've printed out for you and I've personalized it. You're praying Scripture. We're not just blowing off whatever comes to our minds. We're praying Scripture here. And so we're going to look for one person who's in charge of adoration, and then what we're going to do, that person is going to pray this, and then the floor is open for anyone to express prayers of adoration or praise and worship to the Lord. And I'm going to suggest that we just, when you pray, keep it rather short. Just pray a sentence or two, and then the next person can pray, and then the next person can pray, and we want to get as many people. I would love to see us at 100% here tonight having the opportunity to pray. Can we do that? Can we do that?
Yes.
Good. Some of you are saying, no. I'm not going to stick a mic in your face. I'm not going to run around and make you feel uncomfortable. Try to speak up if you would. And folks, if you can't hear someone, just that's the way it's going to be. We're just going to do this as it is. And just wait for the next person and try to speak up when you pray. And so then what we're going to do is we're going to do the adoration one. And so could I have someone volunteer to be in charge of adoration? Somebody just raise up your hand and be in charge. Ryan. Okay, so we've got Ryan Rudy. If you got a pen, write Ryan's.